It's Tuesday, May 29th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, by a vote of 2-1, Irish voters cast their referendum ballots in favor of the killing of babies in the womb. Now, all eyes are on Theresa May, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Pro-abortion forces are encouraging May to initiate a similar referendum in Northern Ireland. Malta and Northern Ireland remain the only nations in the Western world still holding out for life. Revelation 11:18 reminds the nations of the judgment of God. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, and for destroying the destroyers of the earth. Anglican bishops from the Diocese of Lichfield, England, issued a statement in which they called for homosexuals to take on, quote, roles of leadership and service in the local church, end quote. Homosexual priests and bishops in the Church of England are allowed to enter celibate civil partnerships, but not same-sex marriages, according to the UK Telegraph. Regular church attendance has dropped from 870,000 to 740,000 over the last 10 years. That's only about 1.4% of the population of England. Jeremiah 2:11-13 asks, has a nation changed its gods, which are not gods? But my people have changed their glory for what does not profit. Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Researchers at Rockefeller University in New York have created half-human, half-chicken embryos. This came about by the grafting of human cells into a 12-hour-old chicken embryo, as reported in the Scientific American. A Catholic-owned facility in Portland, Oregon, refused to host an event glorifying homosexuality. Now, the church is being sued for $2.4 million for, quote, breach of faith, discrimination, and violations of Oregon civil rights and business laws, end quote. Iran's Mohabbat News reports that the newly proposed national budget includes over $20 million in money intended to fund Islamic propaganda. Millions of dollars are also allocated for Islamic seminaries and what the news agencies call dangerous, quote, political centers of thought, end quote. President Trump's Memorial Day tweet noted that, quote, those who died for our great country would be very happy and proud at how well our country is doing today. Best economy in decades. Lowest unemployment numbers for blacks and Hispanics ever. Rebuilding our military and so much more, end quote. The president spoke at Arlington National Cemetery, encouraging the American people to remember those who have fought and died in the nation's wars.
To every parent who weeps for a child, to every child who mourns for a parent, and to every husband or wife whose heart has been torn in two, today we ask God to comfort your pain, to ease your sorrow, and to wipe away your tears.
In God's providence, Tropical Storm Alberto made landfall yesterday around Laguna Beach, Florida, bringing with it what forecasters estimate to be about 12 inches of rain in some areas up the Florida panhandle. Alabama and Florida governors both issued a state of emergency affecting over 100 counties. The Lord has blessed President George H.W. Bush with the longest life of any president, 4 months older than the very active President Jimmy Carter. At 93 years of age, Bush was hospitalized over the weekend for low blood pressure and fatigue near Kennebunkport, Maine. To this day, Bush is known for his initiation of Title X federal funding for Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion organizations in the 1970s. The U.S. Census Bureau released the list of the fastest-growing cities in America, mostly in Texas and the South. The list includes San Antonio, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, Los Angeles, California, Seattle, Washington, and Charlotte, North Carolina. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 29th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.